Nolte, Trump threatens insurrection act if Minnesota continues to allow attacks on ICE. By John Nolte on January 15, 2026. Democrat-run Minnesota is not only allowing far-left rioters to attack federal law enforcement officers in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, but we have elected officials like Governor Tim Walz, D. retarded insurrectionist, and Representative Ilhan Omar, D. sister wife, openly encouraging these attacks. As the attacks have become more brazen and violent, President Trump stepped in on Thursday to demand that Minnesota respect and obey the law or he will invoke the Insurrection Act. If the corrupt politicians of Minnesota don't obey the law and stop the professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE, who are only trying to do their job, I will institute the Insurrection Act, which many presidents have done before me, and quickly put an end to the travesty that is taking place in that once great state, Trump announced on his Truth Social account. Here is the outrageous attack on ICE that provoked Trump to issue his warning. Because Minnesota Democrats, who rule the state and the city of Minneapolis without political opposition, refuse to cooperate with ICE, protect ICE from rioters, or stop the anti-ICE riots, Trump really has no choice but pull the trigger on the Insurrection Act to restore law and order to what is becoming a lawless and violent Confederate city and state. Scenes like this cannot be allowed to go on. Events such as these are not only wholly unacceptable, especially when the local politicians instruct their police departments not to stop them, but the viral videos, combined with the local government legalizing the behavior through inaction, boosted by the corporate media celebrating and justifying it, will only encourage more and worse. But that's what Democrats want. They have a lot to protect in Minnesota, especially a Somalian welfare fraud scheme that keeps Minnesota Democrats in office and benefits Democrats monetarily at the cost of billions bilked from federal taxpayers. The Insurrection Act of 1807 has been invoked by former presidents, most recently by President George H.W. Bush in 1992 during the LA riots. The Insurrection Act overrides the Posse Comitatus Act, which outlaws the use of the U.S. military to enforce domestic laws. It would also give Trump the authority to federalize the National Guard and deploy the military to enforce federal law. To protect illegal aliens, Minnesota Democrats have openly encouraged riots and lawlessness. This must stop, and my guess is that a majority of the people of Minnesota would like to see law and order restored. The propaganda spin coming out of Democrats and the media that blames ICE agents doing their job for this chaos is beyond outrageous. If ICE is the problem, why are we not seeing this chaos everywhere else? John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.